Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Military helicopters crash.
There are several casualties.
We're walking with these families.
Vigil for shooting victims.
Nashville comes together like no other place.
Play ball with some new rules.
The game moves along better. There's more action.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The U.S. Army says two helicopters crashed during routine training near Fort Campbell, Kentucky. This man saw the trouble develop.
Two helicopters came over pretty low, and all of a sudden, as soon as they got over the house, something popped, loud bang.
Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
A Kentucky public information officer says the military helicopters crashed in a field. Fort Campbell says two Black Hawks were involved, part of the 101st Airborne Division. It happened late last night. There were several casualties, but it isn't clear how many were killed or injured.
Now to Nashville.
Carried you.
Where CBS's Janet Shamlian tells us a vigil was held for the six people shot and killed at school on Monday.
I lift my voice up into Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville turned to what it's best known for, music.
There's a banner home awaited.
In hopes of healing after unfathomable tragedy.
Our police officers have cried and are crying with Nashville and the world.
City leaders, victims, families, and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden gathering to mourn the six lives lost.
Nashville has had its worst today. Our heart is broken. Our city united as we mourn together.
And recognize the officers who ran toward the gunfire to stop the shooter.
We are grateful to the team of officers who rushed into that school building without hesitation.
Just before the vigil, Dr. Biden visited the memorial outside the Covenant School, pausing at each victim's photo before leaving flowers. The growing tribute has become a place of comfort.
You can feel the sadness in the city right now. It's really overwhelming.
In Washington, there have been several verbal confrontations between Republicans and Democrats over gun laws. New York Democrat Jamal Bowman attacked Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie's proposal to arm teachers.
They're all cowards. They won't do anything to save the lives of our children at all. Cowards.
You know, there's never been
I'm talking about gun violence.
A school that allows teachers to carry.
Oh my God. Carry guns? You think more guns lead to more death? 9-year-old children.
For the first time since the Cold War, Russia has detained a reporter for an American news outlet on espionage charges. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich is accused of acting on instructions of the U.S. government to spy on Russia's military-industrial complex and trying to obtain secret information. Held on an espionage charge, the reporter faces up to 20 years in a Russian prison. In a brief statement, his employers at the Wall Street Journal say they are deeply concerned for his safety. Gerskovich's most recent byline in the paper this week ran under the headline, Russia's economy is starting to come undone.
Pope Francis is in a Rome hospital. More now from CBS's Chris Livesay.
The Pope's condition is improving. That's according to the Vatican, which says he slept well through the night. And when he woke up this morning, he had breakfast, read several newspapers, and resumed working from right behind me in his hospital room. Sunday is Palm Sunday, marking the beginning of Holy Week through Easter. It is the busiest time of the year for the Catholic Church. And now it's unknown if Pope Francis will celebrate separated from St. Peter's Square or here in his hospital bed.
Back here at home, a freight train has derailed about 100 miles west of Minneapolis. Reporter Pauline Lee of WCCO-TV says some cars contain ethanol and corn syrup.
22 cars have derailed, and it's currently still on fire. So you can still see the flames burning in the distance. About a half a mile radius around this crash site has been evacuated. They've been evacuated to a school in nearby Prinsburg. I just touched base with the school. They said they had about 150 people stay with them overnight.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Elon Musk, Steve Wozniak, and other big names in tech are calling for a six-month pause in artificial intelligence development to consider the risks. Their petition follows the rollout of OpenAI's release of a more advanced ChatGPT. Republican lawmakers in Kentucky have overridden the Democratic governor's veto of a bill limiting transgender rights.
I'm proud of Kentucky for stepping up, standing up, and waking up.
The bill bans access to gender-affirming care for young people and restricts the bathrooms they can use.
Trans rights are human rights. Everybody should have a bathroom that's easy to use.
The next move could be in the courts. The new board picked by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to govern Disney World says last-minute covenants passed by the previous board strip the panel of many of its powers. In Mexico, authorities have identified eight people who might be held responsible for the 39 migrant deaths in that fire at a detention center. Some are security guards who allegedly ran from the locked facility when the flames broke out. The soccer governing body FIFA has stripped Indonesia of hosting rights for the Under-20 World Cup in 2 months. There had been opposition there to Israel's participation. Well, it's opening day for Major League Baseball. For one thing, the bases are larger this year, but as we hear from CBS's Steve Futterman, that's not all.
The changes include greatly limiting infield shifts. No longer will all infielders be able to move to one side. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says the league is responding to fans.
They wanted a game with more action, better pace.
The other major change is the pitch clock. Pitchers will now have 15 to 20 seconds to throw the ball, depending on whether there's a base runner. It will likely reduce game times by 20 to 30 minutes. The new rules have been used in preseason games, and they are working. L.A. Dodger pitcher Clayton Kershaw.
It's getting what we want. The game today was 2 hours and whatever minutes.
The L.A. Angels' Mike Trout also likes the new rules.
You're not waiting around, a lot of action, and yeah, I like it.
As for the fans, some approve.
I actually do like it.
And some don't.
It's too fast. It's too fast.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
A new analysis finds a troubling trend in the hospital emergency room.
With the increased rates of kids heading to emergency rooms with thoughts of suicide or hurting themselves, child psychiatrist Dr. Christina Crawford says it's really a reflection of the amount of distresses kids are under.
It's profoundly upsetting. What can make this better is for there to be a greater appreciation and understanding that kids are experiencing a great amount of distress, and we have to take it seriously.
Doctors are calling it a failure in the system, saying policymakers should place more mental health care services in schools and in neighborhoods. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Twitter says it's removed thousands of tweets showing a poster promoting a Trans Day of Vengeance to back a trans protest this weekend in Washington. The company says the word vengeance does not imply peaceful protest. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question, from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.